Welcome back to TechNet Radio. Lex Thomas welcomes Director of Technical Sales Jeffrey Strasser to the show as they discuss the latest features found in Windows Phone 8. Tune in as they chat about the new user interface, ease of use, security, NFC and wireless charging, and much, much more. Lex, the mic is yours.
Good morning. I'm Lex Thomas, and this is Taste of Premier.
Hi, guys, and welcome to a special edition of Taste of Premier. Today we've got Jeff Strasser. He's a technical sales person specializing in Windows Phone, and he's going to talk to us today about Windows Phone 8.
Awesome. Thanks, Lex. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jeff. What's going on, bud?
Not too much. We're just getting ready to launch some products, and we're pretty excited. A lot of people have been working very hard for a long time, so I think we've got a really exciting launch ahead of us. We've got Windows 8 behind us and the Surface launch behind us and phones up next. So we hope everybody's excited about it, and we'd love to share a little bit with your audience today.
I think Windows Phone in general has been awesome, and I can't wait to see Windows Phone 8. I've seen some demos. I can't wait to actually have one in my hand. And I know we're coming out with some great phones as well, right? We've got the Nokias, the new Nokias coming out. Very excited about that, especially the charge pad where you just place the phone down on the pad and it automatically charges. Have you played with one of those yet?
Absolutely, yeah. It's actually, we've kind of gotten to the point where the hardware is outstanding, the software is outstanding. It's a really good product to use. We've got a lot of customers now we can go win over. Yeah, the charge pads are super cool. I actually have one here that I bought. This is, some of our hardware manufacturers will be coming out of charge pads of their own, but this one here is actually an Energizer charge pad. It charges two devices at a time. And so they all use this standard called Qi. And this is wireless charging standard. In fact, they sold these, Energizer's been selling these for a little while. And they sold them with sleeves for, some of those non-Windows Phone devices. And you get these nice, big, bulky phones with sleeves. But, of course, we got them integrated into a lot of our Windows Phone hardware. But you can go find these Qi-enabled charging pads and throw your Nokia devices on there or other Windows Phones that have wireless charging built in. And it works awesome. It's just great. You don't have to fumble with cords. You just slap it on there and you're charging. It is really cool stuff. I mean, between that, NFC, some of the high-definition cameras, I know in the HTC 8X, they've got a wide-angle front camera, which is really cool for Skype and video conferencing, or even just like taking pictures of yourself. My wife and I were on a vacation a few weeks ago, and we had the 8X with me, and we were taking photos of ourselves in front of different places over in Europe, and wide-angle camera worked awesome.
I can't wait. Great. That's the other big benefit, right? Everybody's talking about how cool the camera looks, how great the pictures look. So I can't wait to see that. Do you have one that you can play with today and show us and kind of fill us in?
Yeah, I've got a couple. Not everything here in front of me, but so I've got a Lumia 920 here. That's this one's actually in a case, but you can see it here. Just a black one. Take it out of the case. But it's a fantastic phone. I mean, the screen's, I'll power it on here, you can see the display, but the screen's stellar. The camera's obviously amazing. I mean, everything you've seen kind of online with the low light imaging and the image stabilization when you're taking video, I mean, it is like no phone camera you've ever seen before. I mean, the quality of the video is outstanding. Coworker of mine this morning, we were just looking at some video taken at a concert, and it's unbelievable. I mean, the sound quality that comes through the mic array and the stability of the video, and this is all in, darkly lit nightclub, and it's stellar. So we've got that device. Also the HTC 8X, which is, super thin, pretty light, beautiful phone. Also great camera, 720p display, just really, really stellar hardware. And everyone's doing a great job. So it's not, Nokia's done some great things around imaging. Displays are beautiful. HTC also done some spectacular work with their designs. It's the nice thing about the platform is you really get this innovation around hardware from our partners. You can pick and choose the the devices that, you know, either you like the way they look, you like the color they come in. You know, my wife is begging me for something bright and colorful, and you know, there's yellow phones coming out, and red and blue and black and gray, white, you name it. There's a color to match your outfit of the week. So, you know, buy one yeah. to match every outfit you've got, and it's really nice. It's nice to be able to have choice and have the ability to, you know, pick and choose colors and shapes and sizes and you name it, and hopefully there's one out there for you.
Yeah, my son could care less about color, right? But my daughter has to have a pink one.
That's right.
So I don't know if we have pink coming, but if we do, you know, she'll be the first on the block.
Yep, absolutely.
So I've got a couple of questions for you. Number one, let's say that I have Windows Phone 7 right now, right? Why would I want to upgrade a Windows Phone 7 phone to Windows 8?
Well, so, you know, hopefully if you've had Windows Phone 7 and you really enjoyed the experience, it just takes it to another level. So you're getting, you know, much more modern hardware, right? So you're getting faster processors. You're getting NFC. In many cases, you're getting wireless charging. So obviously the hardware benefits, you know, alone make a huge difference. If your phone's, you know, if you're using a Windows Phone 7 phone that's not LTE enabled, you know, many, if not most of the devices that we'll be launching this year have LTE or very fast HSPA plus 4G speeds. So you're getting the speed benefit, you know, a lot of power optimization, better battery life with some of the newer chipset technologies, multi-core processors, more memory. So there's the obvious benefits of the hardware. And then the software really takes advantage of what the hardware is enabling, right? So the sharing capabilities with NFC, being able to run different types of games, different types of applications, and multitask in different ways because of what the silicon provides, and, you know, the Qualcomm chipsets enables us to do things that we couldn't do on previous platforms. And the technology on the hardware side moves forward, and we stay in check with that lockstep as we develop on the software side. And so, you know, if you've loved Windows Phone 7 or 7.5, it's just, you know, it's that much more of an engaging experience. Just, you know, maybe there were things that, you know, little quirks, things you wanted to see in the product that weren't there previously. You know, great examples like our text prediction now. So we had a great keyboard. I think it's, you know, pretty well recognized that when we launched Windows Phone 7, even back, you know, 2 years ago, the keyboard was fantastic. But the text prediction now that we've pulled into Windows Phone 8 is just unbelievable, where it learns what you're writing. It learns common phrases that you use. So if I very typically type, "Hey, what's going on? Give me a call," it'll start to notice that when I type in the word "Hey," it'll offer me the option of choosing then, you know, "How's it going? What's going on?" is my next few words. It's just an amazing experience. So it becomes that much more immersive. You know, the personalization options that you have now in Windows Phone 8 are a lot richer even than you had in previous versions, so the different sizes of tiles. And we can even show you, you know, here we'll put up on the screen what my start screen looks like and how I've customized that. And you can see that I've got, you know, applications that I use. I've got a number of tiles that are assigned to my people. So this is, you know, my wife, my parents, the people that I care about the most. Of course, my kids, but they don't have phones, so I don't have them pinned because I'm not giving them a call yet. But they'll be there when I throw some Windows phones at them. But, you know, pinning the things that matter to me most. So I've got my calendar, my email, my messaging, my people, the apps that I use most. You know, and customized in a way that looks like my phone. I mean, it's the colors I love, it's the applications and the things I'm interested in, and it's very different from other people's phones. So it's, you know, it's not about just, you know, the icons that I put on my start screen, as you'll see on a lot of other products, but it really, really becomes a phone about me, with phone with my content. You know, the photos tile is all about my family and my friends and the people that I care about. And it's just an amazing experience, especially for somebody coming from Windows Phone 7. Not even to mention the people who've been on other platforms and now are moving to Windows Phone and the differences they'll see in Windows Phone relative to, you know, to other products that they've used in the past.
Yeah, so that's really cool, man. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get one. By the way, I bought a power mat like a year and a half ago. Is that going to work?
I don't think that they're the same standard as the standard that all the phones that we'll be launching with wireless charging are today, unfortunately. So probably got to pack that one up and find a garage sale and give it away for a few bucks.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of been sitting in a closet anyway because, you know, I don't really have anything to use it with. What I had was a little hockey puck that it would charge, and then I could plug that into my phone so that I could throw it in my backpack and it would charge while I was on a plane.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And so that still works. So that, but that, you know, I don't use it very often because phone battery technology, I guess, has gotten so much better than it was 2 years ago. So, you know, I really, to be honest with you, I could probably go a day and a half now without having to charge my phone. So yeah. Pretty excited, pretty cool. Yeah, and I've got, by the way, the Nokia, I don't know if you guys can see that, but I've got the Nokia 900, the Lumia 900. And so this phone, I might end up giving this phone, because you know I'm going to be the first one on the block to have
I would expect
A.
Nothing less.
Yeah, yeah. I've bought 6 Surfaces in, you know, a week. It's funny, man. I bought one, and then my daughter and my wife wanted one, so I bought one for them. And then I decided that my mom and dad should have a Surface for Christmas, so I bought each of them a Surface. But then last night I was watching football, and my neighbor came over, and he loved the Surface so much that I sold him one of the ones that I bought for my parents.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I sold him one of those and then went to the Microsoft store this morning and replaced it. So now I'm up to 6. I think I've spent $3,000 on Surfaces.
Awesome. I'm sure the company appreciates.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. So, hey, another question, and this is a little bit off topic, but I know there are going to be people that have Windows 7 phones that, you know, are under contract and probably, you know, have 6 months or a year left in their contract. And I know we're coming out with 7.8. So how close is the 7.8 experience to Win 8? Obviously, we're not going to have the camera. We're not going to have the NFC stuff. We're not going to have the wireless charging features. But from a usability standpoint, you know, how close?
Well, I think the best part is that you get kind of the hallmark feature of Windows Phone 8, which is the start screen. And and so, there's a set of features that'll be in 7.8. And a lot of the timing on that's kind of yet to be announced and some of the details. But it's a great experience. And a lot of the Windows Phone 7, 7.5 devices that launched, you know, they're stellar products, and they only become that much better with 7.8. So I think actually people will be very happy when they get that release if they're waiting until their contract's up to upgrade to Windows Phone 8. It'll be a great experience for them, until they're ready to make the jump into new hardware. But you'll see more details on that, in the coming months, and then that those updates will roll out to customers. But I think it's fantastic that we're able to bring a lot of that experience over and back to Windows Phone 7.5 customers.
Yeah, because that platform's out there. There's a lot of those phones out there.
Absolutely.
I probably won't have a 7.8 phone because what I'm going to do is, obviously, I'm getting Windows 8, like I just said, as soon as it comes out. But I don't want to just throw my phone away, so I'll probably upgrade it, and then, my mom or dad will get a free phone, and it'll have 7.8 on it until they get to the point where they want to go get their own 8.x phone. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, one of the benefits of being in the business is, having the old phones that, you can give to the family or give to the friends, because we're constantly buying new phones.
Yeah.
Let them try them out. It's actually been great because I'll take phones, that after we launch and we obviously move on to the next one. And, there's some people that have let use phones for a couple months, and they'll come back and start asking me when the next ones are coming out. And there's some people now who've been hitting me up on Facebook, dying to know when the next phones are out or which one would I recommend. And because, I put an HTC radar in their hands about, 2 months ago, and they fell in love with it. And a lot of their friends are using other platforms, and they've been showing it off, which has been fantastic. And, that one comes back and they go buy their own, and we let somebody else go and give it a shot. And that's really what it's all about. There are very few people who've used the product that I've talked to that don't like the product or don't think it's a great experience. It's really a matter of getting it in their hands and letting them try it. And so if you have a Windows phone, the more people you can show it to, just like your, Surface comment, right? People come over, they see it. Who knows if they would have looked at it otherwise, but once you really get your hands on it and get to play with it, it's just a fantastic experience. Picking up other products, other phones, other products do other things very well. But when you pull it all together, I think just kind of end to end, the hardware, the software, the quality, it's something that it never leaves your hand.
Yep. Yeah, and you know what's funny about that, and this is actually Surface related, not Windows Phone related, but I'm so tired of, you know, reading bad reviews from people that have obviously never played with a Surface. One of the things that Jeff just talked about was once you get it in your hands, you just love the Windows Phone, and I think that's true, and it's also true of the Surface. So if you're reading a Surface review, I just want to make sure you're aware that anybody that's comparing a Surface to an iPad has kind of got it wrong, right? Because the iPad's a companion device. The Surface is a real computer. What they should be doing is comparing the Surface to like a MacBook Air, et cetera. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, I find the way I use it, and you can see it's actually sitting here on my desk.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, for me, I've got a fantastic Ultrabook and Asus that I absolutely, like, I'm totally in love with. But you know, I'm not carrying it around all the time. And so when I'll go grab coffee or whatever, I'll take the Surface, run to the coffee shop and, you know, do some fun stuff. And then I see an email come in that I feel like I need to respond to, and I'll, you know, bang away and, you know, either on the on-screen keyboard, which I find to be actually pretty good. I use it a lot more than I thought I was going to, even having the touch cover there. And, you know, and if I need to kind of whip out the cover, it's, you know, pretty much in line with every review that I read, it took me like 3 to 4 days to get totally comfortable with the touch cover. And, you know, it's a really strange feeling at first. Like, you don't know where you can rest your fingers and that sort of thing. But once you get rolling on it, it's really amazing.
Yeah. 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 I totally agree. So the reason that I brought that up was really I wanted to kind of talk about Zune, the Zune software, and kind of what happens to the Zune software when we go to Windows Phone 8. Because I know, you know, everybody knows that we don't manufacture the Zune standalone MP3 players by them, you know, anymore. That's kind of been taken over by Windows Phone, which, by the way, is the best MP3 player out there as well.
For sure.
But you have to have the Zune software to put anything on it. Currently, what happens with Windows Phone 8 and Windows 8? Does that go away? Do you still need the Zune software?
Great question. Yeah, so the Zune software, if you're, you know, using Windows Phone 7 or 7.5, even on a Windows 8 x86 machine, you can still use the Zune software, and it works, you know, just like you would expect it to. On a Windows Phone 8 device, it's actually a pretty different experience. So you've got the Xbox Music experience on the phone, which, of course, the coolest thing is that, you know, you just sign in with your Live ID, and any of the music that's been matched from your Windows 8 machine just shows up in your music library sitting in the cloud, and you can stream it or download it to your phone if you're subscribed to Xbox Music, the Music Pass, which is really cool, especially for those of us in the business, and we change phones all the time, and we're flashing new software on phones. You just sign in and poof, all your stuff's there. It's great. But for desktop synchronization, we actually, when we launched Windows Phone 8, we announced a few new desktop clients that would be available. So there's an app for Mac in the Mac App Store, so you can synchronize a companion app that you can synchronize your Windows Phone 8 device with OS X, which is super cool, and we have that for Windows Phone 7 and 7.5 as well. And for Windows 7 and Windows Vista, there's a companion app as well that lets you transfer music. It'll scan your music libraries on your phone, regardless of where you bought that content, and import that content into your phone if you wanted to. Same with pictures or videos. And then, kind of, it's special for Windows 8 because we have, you know, this whole new application environment, you know, using the new Start experience. We actually have an application for Windows 8 that integrates into that new Start experience and integrates with the sharing features and the Charms bar, and lets you take content through Windows 8 and synchronize it or pull it off your phone in a beautiful experience, very much kind of in Windows 8 style, whatever that's officially being called these days. But it's a beautiful app, lets you manage the content on your phone. Again, it'll kind of pull content from your music libraries that's sitting on your PC. So even if you're buying them from Amazon or from iTunes, or if you bought music from Zune in the past, all that content just shows up, and you can synchronize it right to the product and shows your available storage and it just makes for a beautiful, really super easy experience. So it's a great experience, you know, getting media onto your device with Windows Phone 8. For everybody else, you keep using the Zune client, and then when you go and upgrade to the latest and greatest hardware, you just move right over to that new content. You don't have to reshuffle music libraries or anything like that. Just picks it up and moves it over. Very similar to what you're used to in 7.7.5, but of course what you don't see here is some of the notifications extensibility we have on the bottom. So for third-party apps now, where you see my kind of two messages for in my Hotmail account or my Windows, Outlook.com now, email account, third-party apps can actually start plugging in and showing notifications there. And that's, so, you know, consumer apps, but also if you're writing a business application and you've got a line of business app and you want to be able to kind of alert users to maybe, you know, something that's changed in your business or some business metric, you can start popping up notifications there to the lock screen, which is really neat. This wallpaper as well now becomes dynamic. So, for example, the CNN app today in the marketplace for Windows Phone 8 will update your wallpaper if you want it to, you know, with pictures from latest events and that sort of thing. But, you know, of course, the coolest part and really one of the hallmarks of Windows Phone 8 is the UI and the start experience itself. And so you can see that here with the different size tiles. So I've got my people tile, and I leave that kind of medium size because I love to see photos of my people, and it just makes my phone that much more personal. If I didn't really care to see anybody's face, I could, of course, make that much smaller. And if I really liked people, I could make it larger and have all those faces kind of fading in and out. So the way I've got my start screen arranged, I've got my people tile. You see kind of those four tiles of actual people. So the one with the number 18, which means I've got 18 notifications on my me tile. So that's my me tile. And then under that's my wife and then my parents beneath that. So I have very easy access to give them a quick call. I can look at social networking. This is my dad. He has no interest in social networking at all, so he doesn't have anything new. But you'll notice he does have a I have a new text message from him, and his Surface has apparently landed. So he didn't get in the first batch of orders, but apparently, and this is legitimately like 2:15 today, his Surface has arrived. Surface has arrived at his house, so that's kind of exciting. And so back to the start screen. I've got the people I care about most. I've got photos, and you can see some pictures of my kids here. On the photo tile, and of course that tile changes just like it did in previous versions. Quick access to OneNote. So you remember in previous versions of Windows Phone, OneNote was actually kind of had to be launched from within the Office Hub itself. We brought that up to the surface because it's such a compelling application and so useful, particularly in a mobile experience, that that I've got really quick, easy OneNote access here. And the great thing about OneNote is, you know, in a lot of the experiences on Windows Phone, is it's, you know, it's a great consumer experience and synchronizes with SkyDrive, and I can access those notes from my PC with OneNote on my PC or even from OneNote web access. And I can share notes with my wife when we're building, you know, the shopping list for the week or whatever we're doing. But I use it just as much for business, where I've got a OneNote notebook sitting on the one in SkyDrive for my personal notes, and then one in our Office 365 environment that I use for my business notes. And I can access those in exactly the same way, and I get a great business experience and a great personal experience, and it works really well together. So down the right side, you know, so everyone kind of arranges their tiles differently, and I find it fascinating to see, you know, how people arrange their start screens on Windows Phone 8. So I kind of keep all these super, you know, important tiles to me, the ones down the right, on the right of my page, because I'm usually holding my phone with my right hand, so I like to have like quick and easy access to them with my right thumb. So I've got the phone tile, messaging, email, browser, the store. I'm a tinkerer, so I should, you know, mess with my settings all the time. And then a couple bands, you know, I listen to regularly. So we've got Dave Matthews Band. I think that's actually, I can't remember if that's linked to the album or smart DJ list. And my kids, of course, are obsessed with Gangnam Style, which I have to play literally every time they're in the car. It's driven me absolutely crazy, but you know, it's pinned to make my own life easier when they you know, make that ask whenever I'm driving them to school or picking them up or whatever the case may be. And then this is actually a third-party app down here. One of the connectivity apps is in the Windows Phone Marketplace today, or the store as it's called now, and creates shortcuts to my Bluetooth and my airplane mode settings. I travel a lot. I'm all, you know, frequently turning in on and off airplane mode, so I can very quickly do that with that those tiles.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep.
And so 7.8 users get that interface as well.
7.8, yeah, they'll get the exact same experience here on Start. So it's, yeah, the same ability to create large, small, medium-sized tiles. You can pin people on 7.5 like you can today, but now you'll be able to make them make those tiles smaller. So, yeah, absolutely, this experience you see here moves right over to 7.8, which is again really cool. Music experience is fantastic. Xbox Music. So you can even I'll show you here how if I go into Music, no comments on my music choices. It's you know kind of the family collection, but you'll see here that I've got a bunch of different music here on the phone, and I could look at my cloud collection. These are things that have been synchronized from my PC, so they've been matched from my Windows 8 PC. And they're available up in the cloud, so you can see the little streaming icon there. Wow. I can stream any of these if I want to choose to download them because I'm about to hop on a plane. All right, we can go download
killer.
A few songs.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, super cool. And there they go. They get downloaded over to the phone. So it's great, right? I don't have to worry about like syncing, grabbing my music before I run to the airport because I can just when I'm sitting waiting for the plane or there's some mechanical problem, which there usually is, I can go grab a few more tracks and download them from my collection. It's really awesome.
Yeah. Can you play music streamed without having to download it?
You can play, absolutely.
So if I'm driving in my car and I don't have a song on my phone, I can just stream it right to my phone from my collection on the SkyDrive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's killer.
Yep. Yeah, so, the experience is great. There's so much more customization. There's and the phone just becomes that much more personal even than the last products. But consumer experience is awesome. In fact, I had so many conversations when we launched Windows Phone 7 and 7.5, with people who are out there working for the wireless carriers and selling products, and no matter what product they had in their pocket as kind of their primary phone, I distinctly remember there was a time we walked into a room. This was maybe a month or so after we launched. And of course, some carriers were selling Android heavily at that time, and there were of course iPhones in the market, and almost everybody in the room had a Windows phone on them because they all admitted that it is by far the best email, calendar, and contacts experience.
Yeah,
lots of customers were out there using Exchange. All these guys were using Exchange for Mail, and it was just such a simple, clean, fast, easy to use experience on email and messaging. We can't handle kind of this half-broken experience on all these other platforms. And how they work with Exchange, and they just literally carried around may not have had their primary phone number in it at the time. That's changed a lot since then, especially with a lot of the new products. But they all used it for email and messaging because it was so good. And that really tells a great story about what makes it such a great product to use. For business users, obviously the app catalog now is very significant. There's lots of games on the platform for consumer usage. With Windows Phone 8, we now support native code. So a lot of developers who are developing on other platforms will now find it much, much easier to port their apps over to Windows Phone. So we see that application catalog growing at a very significant rate, and we've already seen that. We saw that with 7.5. And we expect that even more so with Windows Phone 8, and that's kind of already been proven in a lot of the apps that have been announced, even just at our event, in late October. So, yeah, we're pretty excited. It's a great product. I can't say enough about it just as a user, but yes, I'm totally biased because I make a living at it, but there's nothing more satisfying than when you give a phone to somebody to try or to use, and they fall in love with it, and they go buy one for themselves because, they may not have heard about it. I think you'll see a lot of that change, and obviously all the momentum and noise around Windows 8 and the Tiles experience, and of course Xbox and Xbox Music, it really helps to bring all the Microsoft experiences together. But when somebody uses the phone, they love it. There's nothing more satisfying than that because it really validates that it is truly a really really strong product, and it's just a matter of putting it in people's hands.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing is that we've made incredible strides in usability, not just in the phone, but in kind of all our products. I know, we're launching a ton of stuff this year. In fact, I can't remember, I've been here 22 years, and I can't remember another year where we've had so many new products launch kind of at the same time. And for me, it's all about how easy is it to use the device, right? I bought my parents' laptops several years back, and it was just a nightmare because, they'd click the wrong button or they'd turn some switch on the outside of the laptop off, and then it was just a nightmare trying to figure out what they did over the phone so that I could get them back up and running. I have no fear about any of our new products giving them to my parents, and so for me, that's a huge deal, right? If I can give it to my parents and I don't have to worry about them kind of getting lost or confused or kind of messing something up, then I'm happy and they're happy, and that's the bottom line. One last question for you. I know a lot of our listeners work for companies. A lot of them are government, and so security is kind of an issue for them with not only, you know, their computers and their tablets, but also their phones. You know, what have we done in the security arena?
Yeah, so that's probably, you know, one of the best parts of Windows Phone 8 that, you know, doesn't get the same attention from a press or consumer point of view. But you know, we delivered a great product with Windows Phone 7 and 7.5, and there were a lot of very good business features in there. You know, the integration with Exchange and Office and SharePoint, they were fantastic. But there were a number of things that we had to do to kind of round out the enterprise offering, particularly around security and encryption and management. And we've done that in Windows Phone 8 and seen a tremendous amount of interest very early on the platform. So, you know, by taking the shared core, so the shared core that we have with Windows, we get a lot of the security infrastructure from Windows and bring it over to Windows Phone. So the encryption on the platform, you know, comes over from other products in the Microsoft, and particularly Windows. And so it's a, you know, very high security encryption based on BitLocker, you know, the same type of encryption that you've had on Windows PCs, and that, you know, has been very well proven and validated across, you know, any number of enterprise environments, including government entities. So, you know, that's all there. Now having device management, not just with Exchange, but also the ability to manage and deploy applications through System Center and Windows Intune. And also there have been a number of third-party device management vendors who've already announced support for the platform. So if you have an existing device management platform that you're using on other products, and now, you know, Windows Phone 8 meets all your security requirements, and we know it's a great end-user experience, you can start plugging those in as soon as those vendors release that support, and a number of them have already announced plans to do that. So it really rounds out the story. Now you've got not only the great kind of end-user experience with Exchange and Office and SharePoint and Link, probably the best feature of everything we've shown you, I think the single best feature as a business user, particularly in Microsoft, who's using, you know, Exchange and Link all day long for conference calls, is now I can go into my calendar invites and I have a button that says join meeting when somebody sends me a Link invite, and it automatically connects me to the conference call. I mean, you know, there's no more like remembering what conference bridge and picking the phone number and dial, you know, going back and forth between your calendar and the dialer to remember what the PIN was or the password. Automatically logs you in and connects you back to the conference call, and it's, you know, super easy and all integrated. And so for a business user, it's fantastic. And now for an IT you know, admins and people making decisions around mobile platforms and security, you've got the security there. It is a very well proven platform for security with regards to the core that we get from Windows. The application model is, you know, all applications are sandboxed from one another, so one application can't go grab data from another application, and we manage the APIs that are available to applications to make sure there's, you know, there's APIs to go build the applications that people need to build, but we don't want, you know, application A going and pulling data from application B without application B being aware of it because of the obvious security risk. So there, you know, applications are sandboxed. How those APIs are accessed is managed. So it creates a much more trustworthy and secure environment. And enterprises have responded really well to it. And so now it's a matter of getting the phones on the shelf, obviously some testing that enterprise customers will need to do, and then hopefully they'll be you know, buying away come holiday season.
Okay, well, that sounds awesome. Jeff, I want to thank you for joining us today. You know, great stuff, man. Lots of good info. I loved the demo. You know, I just really appreciate you being there and doing this for us on such short notice. Guys, if you have any questions about any of the stuff that you've seen today, please feel free to email us at topp@microsoft.com. Wow, that sounded weird. That was topp@microsoft.com. I'm Lex Thomas, and that's your Taste of Premiere.